this leads me to think that, yes, dollars should be the standard of membership, not because that is a perfect picture of the listening audience, but because the people who do give their funds for the station obviously have a concern about a world beyond their navel and have a concern about a world way beyond the, you know, their neighborhood or their day-to-day reality or whatever whatever identity group that they're forced into. The concern is beyond those things. So it leads me to say that I think that $25 should be the benchmark, and I'll just take a public position on this. I think that should be the benchmark, clean and solid, and everything and no tinkering. That's the benchmark, and maybe we can just to have that position stated clearly, and then we can discuss various other approaches. But the idea behind that is simply that the people who do make the pledge, which is industry standard in public radio and community radio, is one listener out of 10. Valerie, I think that's a solid figure.
That is.
Well, for that one in 10, they have made the extra effort no matter what, and they have done it in the name of something larger than themselves, which means they understand a picture larger than themselves. That can't be said about people who simply listen to a single show, don't support the station. That can't be proven either. So that's just my little statement on that issue, for what it's worth. Anyway, we do have a few, as I said, a few of the programs that have been sort of in a floating position, two of them at least. I think we've managed to get them in on an alternating basis. Now we have put in a few programs using a lot of this 10 a.m. to noon slot. Some shows that are weekly, some shows that sort of drop into slots and then go away for 6 weeks and come back. Two programs that have been in that status and that have received a lot of interest and support are the Comedy Troupe, the CCCP, and also the program Joy of Resistance, which is one of a number of programs that are trying to readdress the issue of women's liberation, feminism, if you will, and sort of pick up the banner that listeners got to hear yesterday, and to take it further into the century and to sort of realign ourselves with this perspective. The Joy of Resistance program, it's a collective group. They will be on in a once monthly format on Mondays at 10 a.m. I think they are on the schedule for the first Monday at 10 a.m. or the last Monday, perhaps, of the month. I'll clear that up. Also, the CCCP, the comedy group, where you hear the Bush, the secret history of George Bush, I guess I'd say, that has now taken official residence on the first Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Now, again, from my perspective, this is still a transitional thing, and it would be much where we want to get to is where a typical listener can have the schedule in his or her head, maybe not every single show, but know that at a certain hour they're going to hear a certain type of program, regardless of who's producing it or what the focus is. There is a commonality to the programs at 8 a.m., at 8 p.m., at midnight, et cetera, et cetera. So we're trying to get closer to that. We're gonna have some big stuff for Thanksgiving and for the day after, and moving into the holidays. And of course, we have to stay on top of what goes on in Capitol Hill. I guess everyone knows now that of the six senators represented in our listening area, not a single one voted in opposition to the Homeland Security bill, which passed by a vote of 90-9. That's a worse showing, if you want to use that terminology. That's a worse showing than Mr. Bush's initiative to do whatever he wants. So that is indeed not good news, but there are more details to be hammered out about Homeland Security, and we'll try to keep on top of those. Bernard, that's I know that listeners want to get in and talk, so I don't need to do a whole lot more detail on my end, at least, except to say Mark Laiosa and Jose Santiago, I wish you were here. I know Jose does have some very good news in his capacity as one of the shop stewards here about very, very close to finalization of the contract for the paid workers here. And very optimistic about the arrangement for paid workers. Also continuing discussions about organizing into guild or union or whatever proper term, the unpaid staff members of WBI. That has begun in earnest as well.
Well, it's more than begun in earnest. I mean, there's been recognition of the organizing mm-hmm. committee. They've been meeting for months now. And on the after side, we had a very productive meeting before the membership drive, and we will be having a meeting before the end of November to get really into the final stages of working all this out for the benefit of the station, which is the benefit to the staff and of course to the listeners. So that has been a lot of work, but very, very important work for us all here.
Okay. Well, thank you both, and thank you once again to the listeners who responded at our last call for funds. It seems that many of you recognize the importance of us getting the kinds of revenue that we need at this moment in history, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a few moments. But as program director, we have been attempting to try and broaden the programming. We have done it on a variety of different levels, even though there have been some complaints about women's programming. I think that objectively, if anyone looks at the schedule, or if you listen to the radio, you know that there are not only have there been individual women who have been producing programs here, that there are two women's collectives. So I would say that at this particular time that there are probably more women that have been introduced to WBAI and allowed the opportunity of doing programming than there have been in the last 15, perhaps 20 years. That doesn't mean that we're satisfied with that. We will continue to make the airwaves available to women as well as youth. We have had some youth who have come in, who have sat down before the microphones and kind of cut their teeth. they're very good at what they do now, and we do appreciate it. And these are youth that are directly involved in the kinds of activities that BAI reports on all the time. They are some of the leaders in the youth community in terms of activism, and we greatly appreciate the work that they're doing. We made an attempt to try and get some of the programs that were in a little bit of trouble, in a rut, to sit down and think about what it is they're doing and how it is that they can do it better. And one of those that has successfully negotiated that is Out FM, and it seems that Out FM is on its way now to becoming a real voice of the gay, lesbian, bisexual community in this town. A lot more work has to be done, but they are at least moving in that direction now. And I think if you listen to their program, which comes on Mondays from 11 to noon, you will see that there have been some changes in how it is that they broadcast. We do have a program council here. There are so many things that are going on that sometimes it's a bit difficult to regularize the meetings because there's always something happening. But the program council does exist. It does have input into the various program changes and program activities. We had planned by this time to pretty much finalize all of the changes in programming, but we weren't able to do that. We're still working on conducting evaluations of the various programs. There will be some program changes coming up in January, and hopefully what what we will be able to do, you will be able to see the logic of it. Well, we've introduced different types of programs on the ecology, the Haiti Collective, many of the women's programs, youth programs. Now that they have come in and they have kind of settled down and are pretty good at what it is they're doing, now to find a place for them in the schedule which is will be compatible with the listenership. For instance, we have a youth program that comes on during the day when youth are in school. Doesn't make sense. However, in order to move them, it means that it would reverberate throughout the schedule. So we have to take into consideration the entire schedule when we move them. But they do have to be moved to a better location. But all of this algebra.
Geology.
Yeah, right.
Geophysics, actually.
Yes. We will we'll try our best to work out. We are entering into a very important period in U.S. history with this Department of Homeland Security. We are... The entire society is going to change. Many of us have been talking about this country moving toward fascism. I think that this department is a testament to that, that if the activities of this department will be directed toward poor people, people of color, those people that we actually are trying to... tell their story or allow them to tell their story about the excesses of the U.S. government and how the government uses them as scapegoats for problems in society, and that that means that the importance of Pacifica as well as WBAI becomes even that more important, that it also becomes isolated in that we are the only media outlet in the country that will really deal straight up, nose to nose with some of these issues, which means that we will be isolated and there will be a need to protect Pacifica and WBAI. So we also have to gear up for that, because it means that a whole new terrain has opened up that we need to become cognizant of and expert in, and be able to deliver information about it in a timely manner so that people can begin to organize to try and regain their rights. This is a broad sweeping bill with a whole lot of statutes, some of which we don't even know yet. So we have to begin to put things into place to be able to get information out about that as quickly as possible. We will continue to try and address some of the ideas and issues that you have raised. That's what makes this radio station unique, in that we'll get listeners who move from the listener stage to the producer stage. Reverend James is one of those individuals who has... had something important, intelligent to say, and he was allowed the opportunity to put it together and present it to the listeners. And it seems that, based on the response that we got, that many of the listeners were interested in what it is that he had to say. That's the kind of interactive radio that we will try. That kind of radio, because that is what makes WBAI important. We do need your help, though. We need you to continue to let people know that we are here and what it is we're trying to do, and we need your input in terms of how well we do it also. So although it may not seem that you're being listened to, I think that in the long term you can tell from the way the programs what programs are being sought and how producers deal with particular issues, that many of your concerns are being dealt with. I guess that's about it, too.
Yeah, and just a few more thoughts about Bernard White, the program director, and Matthew Finch, the public affairs director, here on WBAR this morning. some things coming up in December. We will have a film benefit with the film Unprecedented, featuring the director, Greg Palast, and other guests. This is a fundraiser for WBAI. We're also talking about a holiday book party here at the station. The board meeting coming up from the 6th, 7th, and 8th, we will be broadcasting that. And put it on the table as we have, you know, throughout this whole year and many, many years before, there are problems that we have had and there are problems that we have faced. And we are trying to resolve many of them. Some of them have been from the year 2001, when hundreds of thousands of bills were not paid, thank you gifts and premiums were not ordered. And so we have been trying to resolve that, and we will continue to do that. We've already have most of the orders out already for the premiums for October, because we're trying to get them to you in record time before the holidays. About the program guide, we've been able to put a little bit of money in the budget for a program guide. It looks like it's going to be on a quarterly basis, and we will need to work on it in December in order for us to have an issue, say, the beginning of the new year, 2003, in January. As I mentioned before, we're also facing, you know, some substantial resource cuts, and one of them is the downturn in the CPB appropriation that this station gets and all of our sister stations. So we're facing cuts there. That will mean that we are more and more reliant and responsive to and responsible to the listeners in terms of operating WBAI and supporting it, because the budget is bigger than ever. We will have to raise $3.5 million during this fiscal year. One other point, there are two members of the staff who are on the GM search committee. One is Indra Hardat, who is our business manager, and the other is Jose Santiago. They have been meeting for months and months now, but I believe they have made some recommendations to the executive director, and there may very likely be a change in administration here come the new year. That recommendation will go to Dan Coughlin and, you know, be taken at that point, because I said in March, I came here to help rebuild, restabilize, and get this station back into the Pacifica family and the complete reaffirmation and activation of the mission. And I think we've accomplished a lot of that these past 9 months. I know BAI was the most damaged of all the stations in getting us to the point where we raised that amount of money. I believe it's a record breaker, and paid back so much of the debt. There may be still some debt that we will carry over for this year, but I don't think it'll be paralyzing. Has put the station in good shape, but changes are, in fact, on the way. And we may see those changes in the beginning of the new year, 2003. We'll see what the committee and what the national office will do on that score. Yeah. So we've got lots to work on. The program guide we want to work on, the benefits and other stuff coming up. And just one other point, Pam Burton, when she opened up the program yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning, talked about the 550 boxes she received from WBAI. We sent those boxes there. They were tapes that had been here of just incredible recordings of John Coltrane, singular, extraordinary stuff from the early 60s in at the music places around, the speeches. I sent them. I sent them to the archives because we knew that they had to be preserved and they had to be taken care of. They got there. They sat around on the floor for a while, but they're now being cataloged. They're being transferred, and they're becoming part of the living history for all of us out at the Pacifica Archives in California. That's just another reminder of the importance of all of this work and preserving this history, you know, forever, because it really is the path to the future. You got to know where you've been in order to help to see where you might be going. So at this point, we might be turning to calls from the listeners.
Okay.
Here on WBAI.
And the phone number is 212 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. And given the cuts that we are going to be faced with, you know, we have to begin to get all of the departments here, particularly those departments that do on-air broadcasting, are responsible for having people on the air. These departments are going to have to be able to better hold their weight. They should be at least able to raise enough money to pay for the staff that they have in the various departments. So we're going to be making sure that all of these departments get an opportunity to come to the airwaves and request or produce material that can at least pay their own salaries, so that they're not a burden, that other departments don't have to be the ones to make the create the revenue for them. So that's something that we're going to have to look at in the future also. Let's see. BAI, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bernard and Valerie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great job.
Good morning.
Great job keeping the station together. No doubt about it. I just want to ask you a question. It is a public-funded station, and my question is, does that mean there is no way to promote it, to advertise this? That woman called about it, I don't know, about an hour ago, and we were talking about, she was talking about promoting it in certain areas, and I'm just wondering if possible that if some philanthropist who listens or people with money want to chip in, to, so to speak, to advertise, would BAI do it?
Well, of course we can promote it. What we can't take is corporate underwriting or advertising. But if, you know, we had the resources or if someone else donated the resources for a billboard or subway posters or, you know, bus stop posters, that is certainly a way to get the word out. The conventional wisdom, and there's some real thought to this, is that advertising just increases awareness. It doesn't cause listening. What causes more listening and contributions, the more you listen, the more you contribute, the more likely you are to, is really good programming. That's the bottom line. But the promotion part of it, I think some excellent work has been done. I know it has through last year, and especially this year with the membership outreach campaign of a group of listeners who have developed brochures, gone to events. They were with us out in Brooklyn at the Caribbean Festival. They've been in Long Island. They've been, you know, at the International African Arts Festival, giving out materials. We've given out materials, program goods, et cetera, to increase awareness of the station. There's the program guide, you know, listen in, tune in. So there are many ways you can do this. Increasing the awareness of WBAI's presence has been a problem for the last 42 years since the station began. So anything and everything we can do, and I hope you're still with us.
I'm here.
Good. That the listeners can do and that we can do to increase that awareness, it will help. The bottom line, though, is do great programming and you build it, they will come.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I must touch at least, I'd say between 1,000 and 1,500 different folks a year to tell them to listen to BAI. Hopefully they listen to me to listen to BAI. And I think promotion, like just on a billboard, like if someone would be willing to donate, you know, some billboard, commercial art, some graphic design on a billboard for BAI, listing the shows, you know, from the uncut, uncommercial Grateful Dead hours on Saturday night to the jazz, to the politics, to the Afrocentric and Latino shows, you know. So I'm just saying it'd be great to have it on a billboard. And I'm sure it's been increasing. Listenership has been increasing. Am I right?
It absolutely has. It's gone up about 6,000 to 7,000. We're now at 20,232 members.
That's excellent. So and I just before I get off, I just want to imitate. I heard one of my favorite shows is the Christmas Crew Comedy Players. They are unbelievable, and they do a great imitation of you, Hamilton. And I just want to say, have a good day, everybody out there. Goodbye.
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 Good morning.
Thank you for that. I'm sure my talkback colleague appreciates that.
Well, and we are Billboard friendly, so if you have a billboard you'd like to give us,
we had a billboard
in
for
Jersey,
the
yeah.
Yes, we did. That was funded by a terrific listener supporter, part of the listener movement.
Yeah. And Paul Sorville has been doing some really good work.
Excellent work.
And he has a crew of people that he uses to get the word out. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. I feel that the idea that conventional wisdom says that advertising can't increase listenership is probably off. I think that maybe what'll work is to use, there's a lot of advertising that's available free for nonprofit organizations. If you're willing to go the route of classified advertising, and if you write it correctly, like if you had an advertisement that said something like, feel misled, get behind the scenes news at WBAI Radio 99.5 FM, I think that's a very powerful ad, and you can put it in classified ads. A lot of classified advertising is free for nonprofits. Magazines like Loot Magazines have a section specifically of free advertising for these types of organizations.
Hmm.
And there are lots of newspapers like that.
You know, just yesterday I had a conversation with someone from a local community-based marketing agency about what it is that we could do to help, to get the word out. So we are looking at various ways to do that. The thing is that here there is so much work that we have to do that we really need some people or group to just make that their function, because to add that on to the functions, the many functions that we already have, means that we're not going to do it well. And, so we would really need some department or something to focus just on that. And then that means more money. So, I don't know.
I would just suggest, I'd kind of avoid just thinking in terms of billboards and all this, because a lot of the big flashy advertisements are not effective except for brand recognition. A lot of the small focused advertising is effective, or mm-hmm. if you learn how to do that, then you can transfer it to the billboard idea.
Sure. You're absolutely
you've
correct.
You've got something there, yes.
Mm-hmm. And actually the I've heard anecdotally that the use of the billboard or the bus ads that you would see for, major commercial stations is not there to raise listenership.
Oh,
it is there
for advertising.
Well, it's there ultimately for money purposes, because
yeah.
what it does is the Arbitrons and the Audigraphics measure not how many people are listening, but how many people know what they're listening to. But even that kind of name recognition is important to us when those ratings do come down, because we sound so different from 1 hour to the next. This is the cost of diversity, that often people don't know that they're listening to WBAI. And this is why it's incumbent upon all of us who have this privilege of being on the air to give the who, what, when, where, why, and what is up next, ideally every 30 minutes.
Excellent, Matthew, because so many times we don't tell them that this is WBAI that they're listening to, throughout a program, throughout the hour, at the top or the bottom of the clock. And we must do that, because that is it's part of promotion, and it's part of the branding, so that they know this unusual perspective, this alternative point of view, is coming from WBAI.
Right.
And, the radio audience changes every 15 minutes. It drifts in, it drifts out, it builds, it goes away. And you have big day parts like the morning and big day parts like the afternoon drive, and then very, very dry times. But unless you identify yourself, you've got a notion out there.
If you'll give me, a fax number, I can send some suggestions toward that.
Here it is, 212-747-1698.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
But sometimes it's a little difficult to just interrupt Martin Luther King in the middle of it. Yeah, so what makes us strong also makes us weak.
Right, but there's a difference between interrupting Martin Luther King and interrupting oneself. you know.
A little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of, this is the bottom of the hour. This is WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York.
The bottom of the hour.
Hi, good morning.
In the middle of the dial. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Okay, and you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a quick mention. I didn't get on the air before. I think as far as the voting and the rights, it should be somebody who's a member or who donates time. As simple as that. You can't micromanage it. It should be just very simple if it gets too long. All right. My concern I'd like to talk about is eventually, it took about a year, but I finally dropped off some videotapes to a couple of producers, and you guys have been down there for a while now, only to find out that there's no mailboxes. So I was wondering if that could be straightened out, being that that's an important part of networking with your audience. And
there
are
no mailboxes, I don't understand.
We have about 225 mailboxes here.
Oh, okay, well, people I needed to drop them off to didn't have a mailbox accessible to the person in the front. And so I remember the old station used to be in the front. It was easy. Whoever was at the desk put it in, and that was it. I just thought it was a little bit of a snag, and that's all.
Okay.
No,
and
but
it shouldn't cost that much money to, you know, maybe $200-$300 to get the wood and a couple hundred to get somebody to build them.
But we already have them. We built them when we moved here in 1998.
Are they locked up? Are they?
No, they're not locked. They would never have been locked. They were not locked at the old station either.
You have 200 mailboxes? How many producers do you have?
Over 200.
Okay, well, all right.
The problem might have been that there are only about 40 in the front of the shop,
right,
where the receptionist is. The others are a couple yards away.
Mm-hmm. All right, so maybe that could be a little more convenient. I don't know. I didn't know that there were 200 because I'm not at the station that long. But so that was one thing that I thought could make the workings a little better.
Well, thank you very much for the suggestion. It's been done. We can do it better, though.
Mm-hmm. BAI, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that I think that would be good for the listeners, I know it would be good for me, we need to get a hotline because there's so much information that's being given out all day long. Sometimes you don't have a pen. Maybe you're outside listening. And there's just no way to get that information unless you call the station, and then you got to go through a whole process there.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some way, even if you put it on the website, information about different people who are speaking during the day and how to contact them, things like that, it would help a lot.
I know
it's a lot of work.
It would certainly help me a lot because Fred generally puts the calls in to me, and I don't know everything that goes on the air.
Well, I get the calls, too. That's one of the things that we want to do. We've asked the producers to give us a short description of their program so that we can create links on our website. All the programs are listed there on the schedule. And daily updates. In fact, we did that during the membership drive. Every day I would talk to Bernard and Matthew and others and find out what specials were coming up that morning or the next day. And we posted them all day after day on the website so people could see. We're going to have an evening of conscience. We're going to have, Fidel coming up. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. If producers would let us know that would be extremely helpful. But I think that's an articulation down the line. It should happen. It really should happen. But I don't think it's going to happen very soon. We're going to start some of that stuff. But it's going to be it's communication. And
then let each show have their own website where you can contact, because it's just so many people. Even, like the doctor that comes on, he has different people, practitioners that come on, and you don't have a pen and you can't contact these people anymore unless you're able to get
many of them do have their own websites, and they have no problem giving the website address out on the air.
Yeah.
We would like it to flow through WBAI because they're on our station. And, what they say or do here, we are, in fact, responsible for.
Yeah.
So if they will help us get a description, then we can start their separate web pages, and they will have the ability to update and put their guests, on the site or let us know when we'll get the information.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me say, you all are doing a great job.
We're trying awfully hard.
We really are. And I love the programming that we had yesterday.
Excellent.
It was excellent.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, hi. I know you're mentioning about there might be some changes in programming. I think it's very curious that, let's say, if Democracy Now! Gets off the air, is a protest out in the street. But if a show like Soundtrack or Enough Said gets off the air, there's no protest in the street. But yet those were really my favorite shows, and they're gone. So is there any way that they might be coming back soon in any way?
If you protest in the street. No, I don't. You said Enough Said and
Soundtrack.
And Soundtrack. Soundtrack
ended with Paul Wonder. You know, Paul Wonder was the soul of Soundtrack. Mm-hmm. However, we are talking to the people who were working with Paul Wonder about the reincarnation of another
right.
type program.
And in fact, there's a huge difference between Enough Said and Soundtrack. Because Enough Said, I mean, although Ken Gale, the producer of Enough Said, remains on our air doing green programming, ecological programming, Enough Said, you're correct, at this point, Enough Said as what it was isn't with us. There is the possibility to bring it in, perhaps at a later hour than it had been on. But as far as film coverage, right?
Right. Yeah.
Film coverage, unfortunately, without the musical component, which is where Paul Wonder and Mike Sargent are especially strong. Mike still goes in there. But film coverage has actually been distributed all across the schedule on Wake Up Call on a regular basis, whether we're talking about documentary films or fiction films. Mike Sargent, in fact, on the Friday after Thanksgiving, is going to be doing a two-hour film special previewing some of the Hollywood product that is coming our way. So that has actually been distributed through the schedule. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some areas that really need their own space, but others, like film and poetry, is another example. I mean, we do not have a poetry show. But if you listen, you're hearing poetry on the City Watch program.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing poetry on the Global Medicine Review. And poetry is spread through the schedule now. Luis, but his is not a poetry show. It's distributed through the schedule. So if you were to tally it up, you're probably getting more per week in terms of minutes devoted to the specific thing. I know it's a disappointment for people who created, you know, who've made the film program just a regular part of their evening to find it not there in that format. But film is still here, and those producers are all still working.
Okay, so it's not there. And I know you just said that hasn't been like a real poetry type of show. One show that's really not in the air but could be is one that I once called about is, like, you know, because there are many artists, you know, that have gallery showings and things like that. Now, I know you can't really see a painting or see a sculpture on the radio. You have to imagine it. But there could be, like, a show that gets, like, interviews with artists that have gallery showings around the New York area, you know, where their shows are and what type of art they're doing, whether it's modern or impressionistic or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, we could do that, and we'll try and see if we can make that happen a bit more. We do some of that now.
Some of that, but more of it. Especially because, you know, I know before I came into this place, you know, to answer phones, or when I was answering phones here, I was a graphic artist. And I know that there are people in the graphic and plastic arts who have this station on. I mean, it's as common for them as it is for people who drive cab.
Right.
And why aren't we giving them the exposure that they deserve?
Well, in fact, we really should, because that's one of the outreach and in-reach projects that, you know, we've been working on, is the artist here. And in fact, we have talked about and really want to implement kind of a graphic arts, painting, quilt, whatever, exhibition at WVAI on a bi-monthly or whatever basis. And actually that has begun, because Faith Ringgold, a world-famous artist, has contributed a poster, her own art, which is in Metropolitan Museum of Art, to us, and it's right here in our reception area at the station, an acknowledgement of the artist community. It's a very important community in New York City, no question about it, and their voices need to be heard.
Yeah, it's just like one day. It's just like Channel 13 has this thing called it's called the Egg Show. So kind of like a radio version of that in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the point.
BAI, you're on the air.
Who makes the final decision as to what program goes on the air?
I believe the program director does. final, that's where the buck stops.
Pardon me?
That is where the buck stops.
Where?
The program director.
Well, all right. Bernard, you make the final decision. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the last outing of the CCC players?
Yes.
In its entirety?
Well, not in its entirety.
Okay.
I was working.
Pardon me?
I said I was working at the time. I can't just sit there and listen to, all of the programs. Right. I try and hear as much of them as I can.
I taped 45 minutes of the show,
mm-hmm.
and I've been meaning to get in touch with you, and I'm taking this opportunity to do that. I would like to come down to the station and have you or somebody make a copy of the tape and for you to sit down and listen to it for the full 45 minutes without having to do any other job at the station. In other words, take it home. Pardon me?
What is your point?
My point is I am putting in a big no vote for the CCC players.
Mm-hmm.
On the basis of a particular bit, or
no.
Do you not find it funny?
On the basis of every bit they have done. It's imitation. There is no situation. There's no characterization. There are very few dramatic values. Believe it or not, dramatic values are also part of comedy. There's nothing in the way of disturbing the listener's equilibrium, you know, with humor, with logic, with illogic, with preposterousness.
Okay.
In other words, it's a dud, in my opinion.
Okay, well, thank
all
you.
All right. Bernard,
thank you for your opinion.
If I bring the tape to the station,
we can get the tape.
You want me to listen?
We
you
can
think
get the tape another way.
Spend 45 minutes listening to a dud? Why?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'll bring it down to the station and hand it to Fred Giobold and see if a copy can be made for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
BAI, you're on the air.
Bernard?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Let me turn this radio down.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I should say good morning, family.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, mm-hmm. everybody.
Back to you.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I was a little, just out of sync here. What I'm hearing, Bernard, is one common thread this morning, and even when Janice was on, that people are feeling that, you know, the station is not reaching enough people. Okay, and I get that feeling also, and this is not a complaint, but I think that somehow BAI has to just promote the station more. For example, at the demo back in October in Central Park. Am I coming through clear? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, at demos like that and at other venues, that flyers from BAI, I mean, the area should be saturated with flyers from BAI stating what the station does.
You're absolutely
about the
correct.
Station. Okay.
There was a table there, and there were people giving out flyers at the Not In Our Name demonstration.
Yeah.
People were there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a guy with a yellow flyer, a card that just said, you know, BAI, you know, listen to BAI, you know. And, I love the station, and I thank God that you're there, especially at this critical time. Because, you know, up and down the dial here in Hip City, there ain't nothing on. You know what I mean? If I turn away from BAI, there is very little on. So I just thank God that you're on. But I think that a lot of times you're missing a critical audience of potential listeners and subscribers. And I've said this before, so I hope I'm not being redundant, but in the churches, there's a lot of people that want to be aware of what's happening nationally, locally, and on a global level that don't know about BAI.
You're right about that. I just think of the phrase in the church of what's happening now.
Okay.
Yeah. Another way to say BAI.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But seriously, I don't think you beat your drum loud enough, okay? I expect, you know, a lot of the BAI people will go to, you know, see art films. They'll go to the Film Forum and whatnot, whatever. And a lot of other, you know, venues like that, concerts. I would like to come out and somebody's giving out flyers, listen to BAI. This is what BAI does, and on and on. And I think that, again, you're just not beating your drum loud enough, because I'm telling you, this is the only game in town, okay? And I think that you should, if you have to get up on the rooftops and scream it and scream it out, that I think that you've got to promote yourself a lot better than you do. And again, Bernard, we know a lot of the same people. And some of these people, you know, you talk to, you know, that are so hip, you say, hey, did you listen to BAI? And their face goes blank sometimes. Or they'll say, I used to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of people out there that need the information that's on BAI. And I think that's where another sizable listening audience could be brought into the station.
Enough
said.
Thank you for the thought.
Amen.
You are the church of what's happening now.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
Thank you for the thought.
I think Homeland Security is going to bring a lot of people back. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi. Speaking of the church of what's happening now, praises, y'all.
Thank
and
you.
I just wanted to mention that we have a lot of annoying malcontent listeners that they're calling and think they want to have their own show by just riffing, and that guy a couple of calls ago is one of them. And I just really, you should cut those people off. I don't care about free speech. They had enough free speech. Now let somebody else have some speech. That's one thing. Anyway, billboards is a great idea. You should have like the folio on a billboard.
I wish we could have a folio that you could put in the palm of your hand, but we got too many shows.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, the billboards could like explain what's on and I don't know, maybe a little sentence about each show and in like what, you know, 1 foot type or something. I mean,
we'd have a billboard the size of New Jersey.
Well, the one by the BQE would be a nice billboard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course,
right next to the Budweiser one.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a little story? You do have to, of course, explain what the titles mean. I remember back when I started working in the arts department, I was being contacted by people who were trying to get someone to interview them about their upholstery line, their brand new line of upholstery. And they wanted to find out who were the producers of the program Where We Live, because obviously the show is about
furniture, interior
design and upholstery. So, you got to have a little more explanation of what the individual shows are. For those who don't know, Where We Live is more about social justice, the criminal justice system, and history.
Aren't they referring to the Earth? Where We Live, of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we could get that, too. We could get stuff about how to plant peppers in the wintertime.
Also, one more kudo to that guy, Gary Bird, on Saturday night or Friday night, whatever night that is. That was an awesome show. I mean, it's like old-style radio. It's so great.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
He's a little too young to be referred to as old-style radio. But he has a sense of history himself.
He's been in it since he's a kid. Yeah. By the way, the phone number here is area code 212-209-2900. I see some people calling on the other line. It's 212-209-2900. We have about 10 minutes left before we need to get out. And before we do that, just some people I want to thank who really have stepped forward and been doing some good work. And the only problem with doing this is that you invariably leave someone out. But just some of the folks who come to mind right away is Bert Harbin, the premium department, those volunteers who come in on a regular basis, many of whom came in every day during the fun drive. You, Matthew Finch, you, Valerie Bannister, the Wake Up Call crew, Sharon, and Errol, and Rosalie, and even that Ian guy, Ian Forrest, him too, Dred Scott, Neil Montessori. Mimi Rosenberg, who really came through this past fundraising drive with some really exciting premiums. Of course, Amy Goodman, David Acuto, who stepped forward. He and Io Harrington and did some other special programming. Shirley Irons and Reverend James Montgomery, Hugh Hamilton. Just want to thank those people for just going the extra step to make sure that we made that goal.
Also, I'd like to recognize Mark Leosa for doing his work, and also for all the producers, because the last week of a drive is always chaotic, no matter how well planned we are going into those last few days. If the mountain seems very steep, things can get very hairy, and the forbearance of our colleagues in you know, some unpleasant moments there. We really respect that and hope we can avoid it the next time out.
It reminds me of Mike Tyson, who they were asking him about the guy's plan that he had beaten. You know, he said, well, he had a fight plan when he came in. And Mike says, well, everybody has a plan until they get hit.
And then he bit his ear.
So in that last week, when we see that we're not going to make it, the plans change, and we have to move forward. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the
air. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Good morning to you all.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I actually work for a direct marketing agency, and I've been, you know, just what everybody's been calling about, at least for the last half hour that I've been listening, you know, I just kind of want to chime in with and really want to put something in action and want to, you know, figure out who is the person there to speak to regarding working directly, you know, on the marketing side and corralling something to really put a promotion plan in place and actually execute it. I'm willing to donate as much as I can. You know, the agency is one I'm a partner in and founded, and we specialize in the arts and entertainment, and especially on the alternative side and things that speak more to our hearts than, you know, just, you know, the dollar. And we all, you know, basically left, you know, ad firms and, you know, I mean, different companies, and figured, you know, if we can put our talents together to sell cars and clothes and all that kind of stuff, there's different things that actually can impact and change people's lives that we can focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, and I think the station is one of those things. So, I mean, we work with, you know, independent filmmakers and, you know, I mean, people who really have something to say, but for a bunch of different reasons, just don't have the marketing expertise that, you know, a major Hollywood film might have. So, you know, our job is to kind of come in.
Why don't you call us after the program is over, after 9 o'clock? Call the switchboard.
Call at 10.
Right, or call at 10. Call Valerie or Bernard or us both. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, okay. And I know Imhotep personally, and him and I have had conversations about this. And I want to figure out a way to, you know, just better utilize really simple, cheap things. I think the caller who spoke about classified ads before is absolutely right. If you can get a simple thing done frequently, works a lot more better than a billboard, you know. So whether it's email and putting together an email newsletter or something that even the users can take, like an email, and email it to their friends, it's 10 times more effective and costs less than a penny to send, because essentially the users become, you know, their own marketing group. And that's actually something more that I'm thinking about in terms of, you know, coming up with a plan, ways of actually empowering the listeners to kind of do more. And then some of the more protest sites do the same thing. They have flyers that you can download from the website and you know, distribute yourself. Those kinds of things is, you know, more along the lines of what I'm thinking about doing. So I'd be more than happy. My name is Fritz, by the way. So I'll call and just speak to whomever is the best person there, either you, Valerie, or Bernard.
That's great, Fritz. We really look forward to hearing from you. And one of the things that we started, there is a section on our website called the e-newsletter, and it's under the news thing. We want to create a newsletter there that people can download and, you know, pass around or email to other friends. We want to make that site much more user-friendly, so that there is a stronger interface with the listening audience and the membership, you know, for WBAI. So we're experimenting and piloting with a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the ideas. They're good ones. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you guys have someone there that's actually in charge of updating the website? Or,
yes. You and I will talk. You and
okay,
I will
absolutely.
Talk.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you a call. And I'm calling, what, the general number?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'd also like to get the number, I guess, when I call it, the people who you said are doing their own outreach and so on, because I definitely want to just honor what they're doing and facilitate it in any way possible.
Okay.
Excellent.
And thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Okay, one last call. BAI, you're on the air. Let's.
Yes, good morning. Yeah. I have a suggestion for people who have computers and can get the World Wide Web. I don't, and I'm frustrated about that, but I was speaking to my brother and sister-in-law just yesterday who recently got a computer, live upstate in the Finger Lakes area. Then there are other people I know, and I'm sure this suggestion would be welcome to many other people who know people elsewhere in the country, all around the world, in fact, and would like to tell them about Pacifica BAI. I suggest a leaflet that lists all the websites, BAI, Democracy Now!, KPFA, and the other stations, BIX, as well as the affiliated stations where they're located, the listening area.
It's going to take some very fine type to get all that information.
But not necessarily.
But we can do that. We could get a leaflet or a flyer. There are the five Pacifica stations. Of course, the archives would be included. There are about 60 affiliates. We can get them on a page. Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News. This is something we can do.
Also, Alternative Radio in Colorado,
yes.
Big Noise,
mm-hmm.
Alternative Media Centers all around the world, and so forth and so on. It needn't be in great big print, but it would provide an information source for people who do or do not have computers, but who know people all over.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It is 8:56, and you are listening to WBAI in New York, and just had a report to the, well, we're at the end of the report to the listener.
Okay, folks, you want to stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming along at 9, at 10 o'clock.
You want to come on today?
I think it might.
Okay.
I think it might. From the Firehouse, Amy Goodman Live. And then at 10 o'clock, I believe we are in the healthy home mode. Or are we in the ecologic mode?
I never know.
I never know. See, we're even learning the schedule.
Well, we thank you very much for tuning in today. This has been the November report to the listener. There will be one coming up in December, but that will be after the board meeting, which is the first weekend of the month. So I guess about the second weekend, maybe later in the week, or Thursday or Friday, we will have the December report to the listener. This song, as we move out of this space and Democracy Now! Moves in, we are really in a time of great threat, difficulty, economic crisis, with, you know, again, war looming now in the months to come. Liberty and freedom are won only at the price of eternal vigilance. So this is part of the vigil here. This is the candle. This is the light. This is the lighthouse for information exchange, for the gathering of communities, and most of all, for the gathering of the communities for peace. We are here in that spirit because that's how Pacifica WBAI was started, and we will continue on that path, on that road, for all time to come, because it's actually part of our mission. We just remind you to stand up for conscience and stand up for peace during these difficult times. This is Valerie Van Isler, General Manager at WBAI, and I've been here with
Bruno Blake
and Matthew Finch.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
With God on it, the Spanish America war had its day. And the Civil War, too, was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands. and God on their side. The First World War, it came and it went, and the reasons for fighting I never did care. But I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the day when God's on your side. In the 1960s came the Vietnam.